Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Okay, let's move from oranges now to red roses. I don't need to tell you, Valentine's Day is a big business. Every year, millions are spent on flowers, chocolates, and gifts. But have you ever stopped to think about the economics behind it? Why do red roses suddenly become a whole lot more expensive? What goes into making sure that thousands of love-struck customers get their gifts on time? Well, I want to discuss the business side of romance tonight. I'm joined by Savannah Plaskett, head of marketing at NetFlorist, one of South Africa's largest online gifting platforms. Savannah, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So Valentine's Day literally around the corner. How busy are you guys?
Hi, Jeremy, and hi to your listeners. Valentine's Day is very busy for us. Love is definitely in the air in South Africa at the moment. This is our busiest time by very far. We grow by almost 300% over Valentine's Day.
So I'm assuming as we're having this conversation, and I have been to your packing warehouse before, there are people right now loading bunches of flowers into vases and making sure they get into the delivery vehicles. It's a real logistics challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. So as soon as the previous Valentine's Day ends, we start preparing for the next year. So we get started straight away. Over Valentine's Day, we bring in additional people to help us make the magic happen, to make sure that everyone receives the gifts. This year, we're expecting to deliver 20,000 gifts, which means that there's 50,000 people across South Africa feeling the love and feeling the connection that that gift brings.
Red roses, as I mentioned in the introduction, are still the go-to flower for Valentine's Day, I imagine. Is that still true, or are people becoming a little more creative and imaginative? Are they opting for other gifts and experiences?
Absolutely. So it's the red roses' time of year to shine. Although the style of arrangements and the fillers and accompanying flowers may change every year, the bestseller for the 26th year in a row for us is still the very impactful red rose bouquet. It's a symbol of love, and it's what's been associated with Valentine's Day. We're seeing an increase in pink roses for Valentine's Day, as well as sunflowers being a South African favorite. But it's the red roses' absolute best time of year.
Having said that, though, we know that pricing always spikes around Valentine's Day. It's like the Uber surge pricing, particularly for flowers. What drives the price increases, and is there anything that customers can do to get better deals?
The incredibly high demand over the occasion drives the higher price. Customers can look at florists that are able to give them a better price. These are usually florists like us that are working directly with the suppliers to secure stock months in advance, instead of waiting for the flower market prices to fluctuate and buying red roses much closer to Valentine's Day.
And Savannah, have you noticed any shifts this year in consumer behavior? Are people spending more or less on Valentine's Day gifts? Given that for many of us, while the day is important and it can be a fun day, a lot of people are under financial pressure.
The people who are able to treat and spoil their special people are definitely going all out this year, like every year. We've seen the trend continue where this is a very big occasion for us. South Africans want to spoil each other. They want to use it as an opportunity to do something special for once in the year. So although like other businesses within the country, we've been impacted by the change in the economy, we're still seeing people show out and show up for the people they love.
Flowers and perishable gifts, in other words, chocolates, for instance, which I'm sure you also do good business in, means that logistics has got to be very well planned. How difficult is it to get fresh flowers and other perishables to customers on time in the right condition? That can be difficult sometimes.
Absolutely, it can. We have 26 years of practice in making our customers as happy as possible to receive their gifts. We work very closely with a cold chain process to make sure there's an end-to-end cold chain happening, so that when the flowers arrive at the recipient, they are as fresh as when they left the farm. And we take a lot of pride in delivering fresh flowers on time.
Also, I think it's fair to say that personalization is now a big trend in gifting. How has NetFlorist adapted to this? And have you had to deal with some unusual requests?
We've seen a global trend in personalization increase over the last decade. Customers want to make their gifts unique by adding the recipient's name, a special message, or even a photo. And senders want to be able to show the thoughtfulness and make the gift special for the recipient. We have increased the amount of machines we have to be able to offer more personalized gifts, more diversity of products that can be personalized, as well as a much bigger range. We are seeing this as our biggest growing trend within South Africa. Our best-selling gift of the year that's not a flower so far is actually a personalized gift. It's a personalized glass display tile, which is a sleek glass piece, like a small glass photo frame that you can put on your desk that you can add a photo and a special message to.
And Savannah, just a final question, and I might or might not be asking this question on my own personal behalf and that of my engineer, Ed, but how do you deal with last-minute shoppers? Is there a cut-off time for same-day deliveries? Some of us might be panicked on February the 14th if, Savannah, we have forgotten to do what we should have done.
Absolutely. So my job is to make sure as many people as possible remember Valentine's Day as early as possible in February. But if you have left it to the last minute, don't worry. We're still open for orders tonight, and we will still be taking some orders tomorrow morning in order to make your day special. If everything is closed and you've run out of ideas, a thoughtful message and a note is better than nothing at all.
Are you listening to that, Ed? He's nodding his head. I hope he is. Savannah, thank you very much indeed.
You still have time.
We still have time. I know that you have a very, very busy evening ahead of you. Thank you so much for joining us. Savannah Plaskett is Head of Marketing at NetFlorist.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.